Thanks for joining us on the Father's House Podcast, where we are bringing hope and impacting our community by leading people into a growing relationship with Jesus. We're so glad you're here, and wherever you're listening from, we believe your life will be transformed through this week's message. So let's jump right into it.
There you are. Man, it's good to see you guys today. We're so thankful. Hey, we have a very important person with us today. You know, we love it when our kids that serve in the military get to show back up at home. And we have Staff Sergeant Michaela with us in the Air Force. Michaela, would you stand? Go ahead and stand. Yeah. We're so proud of you. She'll be going to Korea and then on to Japan and making her way on up to be a general one of these days as God is using her. We're so proud of our kids in the military. Today's a great day that it's called Mission Sunday, in which you're going to hear about a lot of mission activities that's going on. We can't cover them all today, but we will be covering little by little different things. And Andrea started a new series last week of Who We Are, and she talked last week about our mission, our vision, and at the Father's House, how you can fit in with those. And I thought she did an amazing job last week. Just unbelievable. And she taught us one of the values of the Father's House. Do you remember what it is? We are built on biblical truth. Let's say it again. We are built on biblical truth. Look at your neighbor and say, we are built on biblical truth. We're not built on preferences or social media, but on truth. And here's what it is. God's word is our unshakable foundation. If we build on anything else, it won't last. And so today is Mission Sunday. We're going to talk about another one of our values. And this one is this: the good news is our message. Bad news is not our message. Good news is our message. Say that. Good news is our message. Romans 1:16 says this: I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. That's the heartbeat of our church, reaching people that are far from Christ. And that's not a slogan and it's not a program, but it's our heartbeat. It's what we really believe. We say that very clearly. Our mission is, you know what that is? Let's say it together. We are loving God, loving others, and serving the world. Let's say it again. Our mission, we are loving God, loving others, and serving the world. And then our vision is that we're developing fully devoted followers of Christ. And so today, we're going to just kind of focus in on this. Good news is our message. So we carry that good news here as every Sunday as we meet. Also, we carry that to the mission field and here in our city, in our county, in our region, in our state, a nation, and the world. I want to introduce you to a program that we're part of, and you're going to hear more of that. It's called Everyone 2033. It was started several years ago by, of course, one of my dear friends, Billy Wilson, who you'll see in just a minute, who's the president of Oral Roberts University. And some of you will see in him his father, Alva Wilson, who used to be on our board. And he was here, and Jack Hayford and several of them went to a getaway several years ago and said, 2033 is close to the 2000th anniversary of Jesus's ministry, of his death, resurrection, outpouring the Holy Spirit, and the birthing of the church. So what would it look like if we could focus on reaching everybody in the world by 2033 with the gospel? And so it's called Everyone 2033. So watch this.
We have the manpower, we have the technology, and yet millions of people have never heard the good news of Jesus Christ. This is one of the greatest injustices in history, and we are calling a new generation to rise up and rectify this injustice and bring the gospel to everyone.
Help us share the good news of Jesus Christ with everyone by 2033.
We really believe that that's a possibility. Rick Warren is heading up the prayer emphasis of this movement. And that video, of course, was a couple of years old, and there's a lot of results happened since that. But Rick Warren the other day, I was listening to him, and he was saying, we've got to pray if this is going to happen, if we're going to believe that everybody that's living can have at least one encounter to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ by 2033. The only way that's going to happen is through prayer. And a pastor said the other day, he said, we live in a world today in which that through technology, we can literally know the name of every person around the world that's living now. We can know their name. And if we can know their name, then if every Christian would have somebody that they pray for, we could by name call everybody's name out to have them have an opportunity to have an encounter with the Lord by 2033. Because I believe that there's going to be a great revival, a great harvest of people. And the Lord is in. Yesterday morning when I was praying before we came back from St. Thomas, and yeah, that was a great getaway. And I had a great prayer venue every morning between 3 and 5 a.m. on my balcony overlooking such beauty. And yesterday morning, the Lord said, believe for a billion souls. Believe for a billion soul revival. That would be so impactful. It would be like maybe something that's never happened before. I don't know about you, but I feel something stirring in my heart that we're at the right time and the right place to see people turn their hearts to the Lord in a greater way. And so here, one of the scriptures that so motivated me is Revelation 7 and 9, because you see, from every tribe, every kindred, every language, there's going to be those that are going to make it to heaven. Look at this verse, Revelation 7 and 9. And he said, I looked, and there was a large crowd of people. There were so many people, you couldn't count them all. And they were from every nation, tribe, race of people, and language of the earth. And they were standing before the throne, before the Lamb. And they all wore white robes and palm branches in their hands. I tell you, there's a harvest. We are going to see the church come forth as never before. And it's going to become, as you and I begin to share the message of Jesus, and we stand in the gap. Can you imagine? 2033, that's not that far off to believe and to imagine that everyone would have a chance to hear the gospel. On our website, if you go to our website, you'll find there an app, Unreached of the Day. And every morning, Anita and I pray for another unreached people group. And so join us with that. Go on to our website, scroll down to Unreached of the Day, and pray with us, because we're praying. Every day we pray, and I say, Lord, I don't know these people. I don't know. I've never heard of them. But when the guy says at the end, right now there's no gospel there. Right now, maybe they have the New Testament. Right now, they have Jesus video. But we pray. And so every morning, Anita and I pray, God, I don't know who they are, but you said from every tribe, every language, you would have a representative in glory. And so help us, Lord, to be part of that. Yeah. And so today, I've invited Mike Blackhall. Mike's been with us at the Father's House for about 50 years. Something like that.
Sometimes, yeah.
And Mike is our volunteer director of our missions, and he does a fantastic job. And now that he's retired, we can get a whole lot more out of him as we move. So Mike, I know we can't cover all, and we got a lot of great missions here, but would you give us kind of a little recap, maybe just a little bit of some of the things that are going on?
All right. Before I start this, I mean, we could walk out now. Service over. We have our marching order. Thank you, Pastor Jerry. Yeah. I don't want what I'm about to share to sound like a report or a statistic. Yeah. Every dollar that I talk about, every servant that I talk about, everything that the Lord has done through the hands of the Father's House, this isn't a report. Every dollar, everything equals a soul.
Yeah.
And that's how I want everybody to hear this. Not a report, a soul. Acts 1:8 says that Christ called us, who?
Christ.
Us, to be witnesses in Jerusalem. That's our community.
Yeah.
Judea.
Yeah.
That's our region. Samaria. That's our nation. Or like I like to say, Go to some area.
Yeah.
And to the ends of the earth, to the world. Did you know that the Father's House gives ongoing support to over 25 different ministries and missions that fit into one of those categories? Listen, if you want to know more, because I'm not going to be able to cover but a snapshot of that, you need to go to thefathershouse.com. There's a missions page, and it will highlight every single one of those missions. First mission I'm going to highlight is a mission called Follow the Need. This mission is a world-reaching ministry that does exactly what the name of the ministry is. It follows the need. It was founded and led by, as a matter of fact, I think they're here this service.
Richard and Lila.
Richard and Lila Villain.
Yep.
I'm going to help us connect some dots. Do y'all remember the shoe drive?
Yeah.
This year, we were able to collect 9,000. Think about that, 9,000 pairs of shoes. Is that awesome? And because of that, 18 women will now be able to have their own business, be able to provide for their village, their families, all in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Is that cool or what? But that's not all.
Yeah.
Follow the Need is also currently spearheading a building project in Gulu, Africa called the Gulu Park. This beautiful park will literally impact an entire people group for all eternity. Listen to this. As a result of your generosity through your giving to the legacy offering, the Father's House will be able to give $10,000 to complete a much-needed roof on the Gulu Park Library. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Listen, this isn't just any normal library. They will learn the necessary skills to go into the job market and to be productive. But not only that, they're going to learn about Jesus. And they're going to learn how to tell others about Jesus and go out into their villages and literally be potential world changers.
Wow, that's so great.
Another ministry I'd like to talk about is that the Father's House partners with is Missionary Ventures International. Yeah. Along with being a covering for hundreds of missionaries, they are a sending ministry that specializes in sending church teams into the world. They currently partner in over 72 different nations.
Man,
they partner with indigenous ministries, orphanages, schools, hospitals. As a matter of fact, they partner with a ministry called Message for the Mayans. And on Thursday, the 18th, we're going to be having a team, which will come up soon, that will be leaving to go there.
And we're going to the Father's House.
From the Father's House, yeah.
Awesome.
And we're going to be doing evangelism using the Jesus Film Project into some very remote villages. We're going to be able to do some building projects, which I'll talk about in a second. We're going to be able to encourage the local church and pastors. We're going to be speaking both in Mexico and Cancun and in deep in the Yucatan jungle to the Mayan church. And this is this is so good. And thank you. Thank you all, and thank you, Pastor Terry. They're building a discipleship center there that will disciple all the people that gave their life to Christ and are called into the ministry to bring the gospel back to their own people.
Wow.
Listen, they need a covering, and this is the year of roof ministries. So, thank you guys so much. Because of your generosity to the legacy offering, we're taking a check for $14,200 to put a roof.
Yeah, and if I understand, you see, and when we talk about the Father's House, and we talk about when Anita and I get to go to these different churches and sort of help these pastors and leaders, it's because of you.
Absolutely.
And because of you, if I understand this, Mike, there's an experienced missions director that's going with you guys this time because he wants to see how well that you guys put together mission trips because he wants to model that same thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us about that. I mean, that's amazing.
Missionary Ventures contacted us and asked us if a pastor from Texas, Corey Dimler, could join our team. And I said, sure. And he said, well, he's actually a career missionary. He just came off the field. But he's going to start a missions effort in his church. And we thought that yours was the ideal team for him to partner up with to learn what that looks like.
Wow. So, well done, Mike. Well done.
Yeah. I've got one more I want to share. This one's a little dear to my heart.
Yeah, and you asked me permission to this because you felt like it was... But But I believe in this ministry so much, I thought, yeah, today we need to do this.
And I appreciate it. One of the reasons it's a little dear to my heart, the name of the ministry is called E3 Family Solutions. One of the reasons it's dear to my heart, I have been involved with this ministry in some capacity for over 17 years.
Wow.
And currently, I've got the honor of serving as the president of their board. And as a matter of fact, there are several other co-laborers from this church, from this body, that serve on that board. Mm-hmm. The leaders of our Celebrate Recovery Ministry, Steve and Christy Truluck,
right,
are on that board.
Good, good.
The mighty Tanya Thompson, because yeah, she had so much free time, yeah, is on that board. And Kristen Mann is our newest member on that board.
Good.
Also, and I can't forget, the founder and director of that ministry, Miss Darla Huddleston, also is a covenant partner here at the Father's House. She was here for a service. Let me tell you real quick what we do. We're called into the public school system. Hard place to be, right?
Yeah.
Mike, you know that. In that public school system, we bring the tools to teach them about abstinence, bullying, healthy boundaries, peer pressure, goal setting, and human trafficking. We provide young people and families the tools to not only overcome the aggressive attacks that this world is putting on them, but also the tools to have a promising and bright, promising future.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome thing. I teared up last time because I know this story intimately. I want to share a story about E3 and some of the things that it does. Let's share a story about a young girl who was recently set free at one of our Healthy Choices and Healthy Boundaries relationship class. This girl had been horribly molested for years, and she kept it a secret, and it was destroying her beautiful young life. She hid that shame so deep. After class, she mustered up the courage to go talk to one of our facilitators. And because of that, we were able to facilitate her and help her, come alongside her to get her to the authorities so that she could report her story. Because of that, she's now walking in a season of healing and closure. But listen to this. Because of her courage and bringing it to the authorities, the person that hurt her so bad will never hurt another girl because that man is now doing life in prison.
Good.
Let me talk a little bit about the luncheon.
Sure. Go
okay.
Ahead. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that. That's going to give a chance for more of our mission representatives to share their ministry.
100%. If you're anything like me, that has the Spirit has just pricked your heart, and you want to know more. These are three of 25 different ministries. We don't have enough time to share them all. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a missions luncheon. There's a QR code off to the side here.
Good.
That you can scan so that you can register for that. And at this missions luncheon, we're going to have representatives from a lot of the different ministries, both global and local, that are going to share some stories of the victories and what God's doing through their ministry. They're also going to share how you can get involved. You can put boots on the ground. You can be part of something here locally. You can be part of the next team that's going to go to the Yucatan or many other teams that we have. That we're currently in the pipeline. For example, the medical team that I shared with you.
Yeah, I think that'd be great for the medical team, for our doctors and nurses and those in that field to be able to go on purpose with a great organization to make a difference their marketplace ministry. Yeah.
And if you're a little nervous about maybe going on a mission trip somewhere, our team is going to be fresh off the field and they're going to be sharing some testimony. Yeah. And let me tell you what, that soon after, they're going to be full of fire. You don't want to miss that. Pre-register for that missions luncheon.
Yeah, and then of course, lastly, I think one that's dear to both of us that we participated in, and I hope to do it again this year, is the Kyle Petty Charity Ride for Victory Junction. Tell us a little bit about the Victory Junction. We sponsor that every month, and it's just, I've seen it. I know what it's like, so give us a little thumbnail of that.
Well, first let me tell you, just I want to honor Jeff Pospisil.
Yeah.
Who is a dear friend of both of ours,
yep,
who's no longer here. He's the one who introduced us to this ministry years and years ago. And what Victory Junction does, it's a camp for severely disabled, challenged, or permanently disabled, sometimes even terminal children. These are children who don't know they have a purpose. Children that fight for a smile.
Yeah.
Children that don't know how much value that they have. And the whole camp experience is all expenses paid to send these children there. So some of them, for the very, very first time, find out that they're important. And they can be as much of a positive contribution to their world as you and I can sitting right here.
And what I like about it is that sometimes these kids, when they go to the camp, they see another kid with the same issue they have, because they felt like all of their life, nobody was like them. So what an opportunity.
Make quick mention. I don't know if you can see the picture on the bottom here.
Yeah.
That's Nathan. Nathan was about to commit suicide. He went to camp several times. And Patty and I had the honor of meeting him this last year. If I told you what he does for a profession now, you'd never believe. He can't speak. He can't move his arms, really. He can't move his legs. He's a quadriplegic. He's a motivational speaker.
Whoa.
Yeah. As a result of what the camp poured into him.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Mike, we really appreciate all that you do, and thank you so much. Would you guys give Mike a hand?
Thank you.
Wow, awesome. And we're also honored today to have very special guests with us, Emily and Tony Nardella. Would you guys stand? We're so thankful for you to come today. Yeah, yeah. Come on up and join me, Tony. Tony is a very successful attorney in Orlando. He's been our attorney for a long time. I guess we've known each other almost 20 years now, Tony. And you've helped us so many different ways and so many different things. It's great to have an attorney who, first of all, is saved.
Amen.
And, an attorney who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Believes in the gifts of the Spirit. And we are honored to have you and your lovely wife, Emily, with us. You've been married for 46 years. How many kids, grandkids do you have?
Oh, wow. 3 kids, 6 grandkids.
Wow, wow, wow. And Tony's here today. Not only I wanted you to get to know him as our attorney, but also he has a great ministry called Heart of Titus Ministry. It's dedicated to bringing spiritual and social help to the poor countries. And in 29 years, I think you've been at 150 missionary trips.
That's correct.
You're not that old. 150 missionary trips.
Praise
the Lord. Man, that is so awesome. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for all that you've done for us as a church. And we can talk a little bit more. By the way, did you get to go see the building?
I did.
All right.
Incredible.
Now, what you got to know is that when we first started building the Impact Center, it got halfway up, and we had a guy that kind of went sideways. You know, he thought he conquered the world, and he was going to hold us in jeopardy, and we weren't going to finish that building, weren't going to build that. And it looked like, I got to be honest, when a hurricane came, I prayed, Lord, let the hurricane blow that thing down. Let us start over. This guy thinks he's got us bound up. Just let us start over. And so we took stacks of papers to your office, boxes of papers, and you went through all of those, and you did all the legalese, and you freed up that building, and you got to see it a few minutes ago. What'd you think about that building?
It's incredible. I was blown away.
It's because of you. But let's talk a little bit about you. Let's talk about your story, how you became to a believer in the Lord, and then we'll talk a little bit about Marketplace Ministry, because I think that people need to hear that. So tell us a little bit about how you came to know the Lord.
Well, I was raised in a traditional church, and there wasn't much life there, and I wasn't saved, even though I knew a lot about God. Yeah. I didn't know God.
Yeah.
And when I was about 18, I was in church one day, and I said, well, you know, I don't know if God really exists, but if he does, he's not here.
Yeah.
And I left and became an atheist, I don't know, 5 years or so. But when I went to law school, I met some Christians who were students, and they actually became my friends, in spite of the fact that I was rude and crude and voicing my atheistic opinions whenever possible in school or out. But after about 7 or 8 months, I decided to start reading the Bible so that I could know their case and show them just how ridiculous this book is. And that's how arrogant I was as well. And God had other plans. And after I got through reading most of it, I decided that this is a genuine book from history. There's no reason to doubt its authenticity, that Jesus Christ really lived and died and rose from the grave.
Wow.
And And if he rose from the grave, what he taught had to be pretty important. What he taught was that he was God and the Son of God, and I needed to obey him and not do what I wanted. Man, so that's awesome. Kind of what happened. Yeah.
Well, how's that affected you in the marketplace? Because here you are, mm-hmm. you're one of the most successful attorneys in Central Florida. I mean, everywhere I go, when we talk to people, I say, you know, I mentioned Tony is our attorney, and they say, oh yeah, we know him. So you got a great reputation, you know. So how has that affected you in the marketplace? Is that?
Well, you know, we've been able to grow a firm mostly under the leadership of my son the last few years. Uh-huh. I have a son who's in his 40s who's running the firm. But even before then, we've always, you know, made it a priority to, you know, pray for clients, see how we can counsel them in the love of the Lord. If they didn't want to hear it, we didn't ram it down their throats.
Sure.
But, you know, they knew they had somebody there, I believe, that they could trust. And we give them counsel, and I think I learned more about pastoring through that than anything, honestly, yeah.
So you're not ashamed of the gospel?
Absolutely, I mean, not ashamed of the gospel.
You're a very intellectual man. Yeah. You know, you've been the gamut from being an atheist to now become a believer, spirit-filled believer, but yet you're not ashamed. I mean, did anybody ever just smirk at you and try to make you feel like you were
all the time, yeah. All the time, you know? I mean, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, Paul wrote, will be persecuted in one form or another. But, you know, what we deal with is little. But, yeah sure, people make fun of you.
So what caused you, or how did you then start the ministry that you have in Mission Field?
Well, you know, I always had kind of a bit of a fire here. And we used to go out on the street over 40 years ago and preach every weekend to the kids. And then a few years later, about the time I got baptized in the Holy Spirit in my sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah, in my sleep.
Wow, tell us about that. Now, that I'm intrigued by that one.
Well, yeah, you know, I had an old friend, drinking buddy, who was in the Army that came by to see us. I hadn't seen him in a number of years, and I had gotten saved since the last time I saw him. And I was up to like 1 in the morning sharing the gospel with him, and I don't even think he got saved. But I went to bed, and I just was so full of the joy of the Lord. And about 3:30 in the morning, I'm dreaming. And what I'm dreaming is, I love you, Lord Jesus. I'm saying that, you know, firmly. And I'm thinking behind my dream, but, you know, I don't ever say it like that, you know? And then I say it again, even more intensely. And I'm thinking, wow, what's going on here? And I was laying on my belly, and next thing you know, it felt like somebody stuck my big toe in a light socket. I felt this electricity come up my leg, and it would hit my mouth. I just started screaming in tongues, and the Lord gave me the interpretation. It was, I love you, Lord Jesus, a billion times more intense.
Wow.
And I had to stop because my wife was waking up, and so was everybody else in the adjoining buildings, but... Yeah, that...
What a powerful testimony. That is amazing.
God is incredible, you know? And so some years after that, or about the same time, that's right, I had a vision or a dream or something where I, you know, the Lord called me from the furthest corners of the earth to the furthest corners of the earth, and I go, okay. And it was actually kind of experiential, the anointing I felt come on me. It was a literal, some priest or something I saw in the dream pouring oil on me, and I could feel it. But, and so that began a time of breaking, which I didn't want or desire, but it's what God wanted, and went through about 3.5 years of a really tough time, economically, maritally, and otherwise. But then the Lord rescued everything, and about 5 years later, I'm saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. You've put this fire in me. I want to preach, but I don't know where to preach or how to get there And the Lord just spoke to me, and he says, find somebody who knows what he's doing in the Holy Spirit and serve him at least 2 years.
Wow.
And so next week, not even next week, a few days later, one of the pastors I knew best in the church we were going to, was full of the Holy Ghost, said, Tony, I've been praying about you, and the Lord says I need to mentor you.
Wow.
And so I served him not 2 years, 9 years, and he's the one that got me into missions.
Wow.
And then about 10 years into that, the Lord said, because... You know, we both left the church that we had previously been in, and he says, time to start your own ministry. Wow. So here we are.
So what do you do on these mission trips? You take people with you, I guess, and I know we're honored to be able to monthly sponsor you, help sponsor that, but what do you do? So here's what I believe, folks. I believe that because of your giving, not only your tithe and offering, but because of the legacy offering this year, over $500,000 you gave towards missions this year. And that's a good chance to give the Lord a hand clap, right?
Amen.
501-501. And because of that, we've been able to sponsor and help so many missionaries, and we get to do that. So when you go on a trip, then we feel like that we all get to go with you also. And I believe there's a reward. It said when you receive a prophet in a prophet's name, you receive a prophet's reward. And yes. I believe when you receive a missionary going out in the field, I believe there's a missionary reward that'll come somehow in eternity.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Pastor, we go to churches that really can't afford us. They can't afford the airfare. They can't afford all the in-country expenses. They can't afford, you know, helping us in any way for the time we're taking off for work and whatever. And we send teams, like you said, and we're not real good at swinging hammers, you know, but we're teachers, preachers, and support people on these kind of trips. Yeah. And I've been to like more churches than I can count, and so have the people that travel with us. Before COVID, we were sending about 25, 30 teams a year, and it's dropped a bit, but that's what we do, is we go into these churches. I'll give you a bowl of fruit for an offering, you know, or here's, you know, $30, or they give you Argentinian pesos you can't take out of the country or whatever, so, but yeah.
So have you seen any miracles on these? I mean, I know you've been able to help pastors, but what about signs and wonders?
Oh my goodness, yeah, you know, you know, that's the Jesus way to spread the gospel, right?
Yep.
I mean, he went out and he healed the sick. He went through the land of Israel doing good and healing all who were, you know, oppressed by the devil because God was with him. But, and we've had the pleasure of seeing God confirm his word. We've seen blind people see. We've seen people that are pretty blind get their sight back.
Blind people you've seen.
Literally, yeah. Or one story that's coming to mind, I was at a church in the mountains of Ecuador, and after the service, this father comes up to me with this like 8-year-old boy, and he says, "Can you pray for my son? What's that?" And I saw he had, you know, those Coke bottle kind of lenses on his glasses. You know, you could hardly see. And so I took his glasses and I went to the other side of the church, you know, pretty far across. How many fingers do I have? And he couldn't see my fingers. He couldn't see any of that. And then I went back and I prayed for him, just a simple prayer. In the name of Jesus, sight be restored. I mean, it was no more than 30 seconds. And I went back to the other side of the church, again, holding his glasses. And how many fingers I got up? One. How many fingers I got up? Three. How many fingers I got up? Four.
Wow, wow, wow.
Only Jesus can do that.
Wow. Yeah. And then people, of course, give their hearts to the Lord and follow the Lord.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I'm kind of in the habit now of giving the altar call for healing first, and then people get saved, and then I give the altar call for salvation. So,
that's awesome. Yeah. So if someone here wanted to join you on one of your trips, could they do that? How's that possible?
Yeah. They can. First thing I'd like them to do is to get a hold of their pastor and get a letter or something saying you know, they're in good standing with the church, and then they can write to us or email us. And then we'll, you know, get you some videotapes for training that we've prepared, and also just get to talk to you as well.
Yeah.
And then we'll go out and we'll plan something.
Well, I was just thinking that it must be so rewarding to see someone that would hear the gospel for the first time and make a response. I mean, most of us have heard the gospel over and over, but is there something that comes to mind about somebody maybe for the very first time?
Yeah, you know, I was in India, and we were working with a group that was planting house churches, and we were in a house, and I was sitting on a bed in a bedroom with about 25 people all packed in like sardines, and gave my testimony, and I said, you know, Jesus loves you so much that, you know, he wants to heal you. And, and this guy comes up with gray hair, but younger than me, and he says, hey, can your Jesus heal my back? And I go, yes, he can. So I laid hands on him, and I go, how do you feel? And he goes, same. Okay, that's great. And so I told him the story about Jesus praying for the blind guy that first saw people walking around like trees. So we prayed a second time, and then the guy got totally restored with his sight in the scripture. So I prayed for him again, and he says, yeah, I feel much better. It says, is all the pain gone? He goes, oh, well, no. Well, we got to pray a third time then. And so I ministered to him again. He got totally healed. And at that moment, his wife comes in, and and she's really short, but she's jumping up trying to see over the people. And I said, tell your wife what Jesus did for you. Now, here's a guy never heard of Jesus before.
Really?
Yes.
Never.
And so he shares the testimony. She looks at me and says, wow, can he minister, can your Jesus heal my headache? I got a really strong headache. And I didn't even answer. I just looked at the husband and I said, do you know why? I said, you're the head of your house here, right? He goes, yeah. He says, you know why you're the head of your house? Because you're here to serve your family. And let me show you how to serve your wife. I brought the wife over. Now, neither of them had confessed Christ, but I had him minister to her, laying hands on his own wife in the name of Jesus, wow. And she gets healed.
Wow.
How big is the name of Jesus? Amen?
Wow.
And so I don't know if they gave their hearts to the Lord. I'll be honest with you. I've seen a lot of people get healed who did not confess Jesus. But I think there is a good seed planted.
Sure. Yes, well, sir. We're not God, are we?
No, we're
we
not.
To leave the
we're not. We'll leave it up to Him.
But we really believe in you, and above what we do on a monthly basis, we want to give you a $5,000 check for your ministry.
Thank you,
God,
Pastor.
God would help you and bless you. And man, we're just so honored to have you. And this is your first time to be at the Father's house. And, you know, we're in the middle of a transition, and most everybody knows that in March that Anita and I will be repurposing our life, and the Father's house then will come under the apostolic leadership of Pastor Kevin, as well our campus pastors that are here. And we've been working on this transition for about 5 years with you.
Yes, sir.
And so I tell the church all the time that our attorney says that everything is good, so maybe... What do you see? I mean, we tried to model a transition that is worthwhile, that can be reproduced.
Yes. Everything seems to be going just fine. And I have to commend your pastors and your leadership team for deciding to do a succession plan. I mean, most churches don't. So this is the most loving and wonderful thing you guys can do. Nobody's going to live forever. Nobody's going to have the strength to stay forever.
No.
And I'm kind of dealing with that, too, in our ministry, right? And already handed over the firm to my son.
Wow.
But, this is what's loving, and this is what God wants.
Yeah.
And so, praise the Lord.
We love you, Tony. We thank you for coming and being with us today,
you
and your lovely wife. And the Father's house, let's give him a hand. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. I know maybe you came today and you say, well, you know, I thought I'd hear more of that, doing some teaching of the scripture. But the heart of, we're going to pray for the team. So just sort of hold there. We'll do both. Just sort of invert myself. All right. Is that a word? Invert? Okay. All right. So, but here's what I'd like for you to think about is, where do you fit in this? Because you say, because I think God spoke to some of your hearts today. And I think like this, you know, during the Olympics, they run the Olympic torch, right? And they run it from one person, they carry it to another person, without letting the flame die. Somebody brought that flame to you. Could I carry you back in your memory to think about a time when somebody told you about Jesus? Now you got the flame. You know him. But what are you going to do with it? Is it going to die with you? Or are you going to take what Jesus has done in your life and share that with someone else? I also think about this. I see this picture of a long table full of people that are sitting, and Jesus is there, and I see this reoccurring vision of there's one chair that's empty, and the Lord's not starting anything because he's waiting for somebody that he knows is going to fit that in that chair. Who is that that you know? Who's your one? See, we talk about mission, we think about, well, going to Ecuador, going to Mexico, doing these places, but real mission starts with your one. Who is that one? Who is that one? What will you do about that? And second of all, the question that I ask today is, where do you fit in? I hope that every person here at the Father's house would put their feet on the mission soil at least once, at least one time. Or maybe you want to sponsor with missions or get more involved in that. But I believe today in some way or another, God has spoken to each of us that he wants his message sent around the world, starting here in our community. Like yesterday, the Father's house was able to help. There's a family that was in crisis, and there was a fundraiser going on with Jeremy and some of the guys from Lucky You, of some linemen that had been through a crisis, and one died, I think one or two died. And so yesterday, we were able to give $1,500 towards $30,000 that was raised to help that family. And because of your giving. And it's that consistent giving. But I believe that the Lord is speaking to everyone today about a place that you can make a difference. So would you bow your heads with me? I want to do two things. First of all, I want to pray for the Lord to show you where you can fit, and what you can do. And the prayer, I think I would just simply pray and ask you to pray is simply this: Lord, here am I. Send me. Send me to my community. Send me to the nation. Maybe, Lord, you want to send me around the world, or you want me to sponsor people that are doing that. But as you're praying about that, also, I want to say to maybe those of you that are here today that when Tony was talking a few minutes ago about how that he just raised in church but gone away from church, and how that just because somebody loved him and cared for him and not tried to beat him over the head with the Bible, that even in reading the Bible, that the Lord began to utilize all of that for his heart to be turned towards the Lord. And think about this. Think about all the people that Tony has been able to influence. Even in his practice as being a successful attorney, the lives that he's touched, the lives that he's touched in 120 missionary trips. Why? Because somebody cared enough to share the good news. That's our message. The gospel is our message, good news. And if you're here today and you've never invited Jesus into your heart, you've never known how much that he loves you. You see, Jesus died for your sins. He died not only for your sins, but he also died to give you a meaning and a purpose for living. Maybe you're here today and he's knocking on your heart's door and saying, yeah, today's the day. And you've been thinking about it. You've been trying to take care of everything yourself, but you know that today that you're far away from Christ. And today he's calling you home. He died on the cross for your sins. On the third day he rose so that as many as believed upon him could be saved. If you're here today, please listen to my heart as the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. In just a minute, I'm going to ask you, because I want to pray with you. I'm not going to embarrass you, but I just want to pray with you. In just a minute, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand and say, Terry, include me in this prayer, because today I want to make sure that my heart's right with the Lord. Maybe you've gone to church all your life, but maybe you've never really made a decision to know without a shadow of a doubt that he's your Lord. So if you're here today and you say, Terry, the Holy Spirit's speaking to my heart right now, would you lead me in that prayer? Because I want to know today that if I were to die today, that I'm ready to meet the Lord. Would you just raise your hand and make eye contact with me? Raise your hand. Thank you, sir. Others today, thank you. Thank you back here. Just keep your hand up high. And some of my friends are going to bring by some material that are going to help you on this journey. Just keep your hand up high. Others today, just lift your hand and say, yeah, that's me. That's me, Terry. Over here, that's me. I want to do that. And those of you that are watching online, let me lead you in a prayer. Would you pray this prayer with me? You see, the reason we're saved is not because we necessarily just call on the name of Jesus, but we repent. There's a repentance of sins. There's got to be a repentance of sins. I'm tired of going the direction I'm going. I want things to change. Pray this prayer with me today. Father God, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins. And today, I repent and I ask you to be my Savior. and to be my Lord as best as I know how. For the rest of my life, I want to serve you. Fill me with your Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Church, would you celebrate with me today with those who made that decision? Would you stand? We have a rare opportunity today to pray for our mission team. Doesn't this look like a great mission team going? Give them a hand. Come on. Come on. Come on out, guys. Wow. Wow. Amen. Yeah, they want us to stand up here so they can get a good picture of us. And I've asked Tony to pray. And church, would you stretch forth your hand? And we want to commission this team that will be leaving Thursday. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for those who have taken the bold, intentional step of going to the nations, Lord, to going to Mexico, Lord God. And Father, we pray that you would put on them such a boldness, Lord, such a courage, Lord, a supernatural ability, Lord God, to explain your gospel, Lord God, to explain your good news, Father, to everyone there, Lord God. And may you strengthen them, Lord, and give them the wherewithal, Lord, to put up with the rigors of a mission trip, Father God, and that you would fill them each with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and may you actually reveal and manifest through them every gift and everything that you want done to bless those people in Mexico, Lord God. Bless them as they come in and bless them as they go out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for joining us. If you said that prayer and surrendered your life to Jesus, it's the best decision you will ever make, and we would like to celebrate with you. We have some tools to help you on your journey. Simply text DECIDED to 352-329-2301. That's 352-329-2301. Join us next time as we continue to love God, love people, and make disciples.